So I would go in through the front door right here.
Will Muldoon lived at the Gastineau Apartments for about 5 years.
So that was my living room.
And he says the street was always bustling with activity. Bars letting out after last call, the occasional smell of acetone from the nail salon below. And he says, sure, sometimes it could be uncomfortable.
Part of living downtown is one time I stepped out of the shower and my neighbor saw me, so I had to go over and say sorry to them. But, you know, I think that was just, it's part of the fun of living downtown in close quarters.
That neighbor was working at the Doll Museum across the street. Still, he says he loved living at the Gastineau in a small one-bedroom. Muldoon paid around $950 a month for rent. He worked two jobs, and the location gave him the flexibility to walk to work in the day, come home and do IT at night.
It was kind of neat. My life was very localized, and I liked it that way.
Then 3 years ago this month, Muldoon's life changed. Clanging fire alarms woke him up, but he just rolled back over and went to sleep.
The way Beck was knocking, Officer Beck was knocking on the door, I could tell it wasn't just like, oh, hey, let's chat type of thing, you know.
Can you recreate it?
Yeah, it was like a... It was a big one. It wasn't, no, hello, you know, I'm trying to sell something or anything like that.
Muldoon escaped with a pair of extra tufts and his dog. Even the clothes on his back had to be thrown away from smoke damage. But all of the tenants, minus one cat, made it out. Gastineau's owner, James Barrett, repeatedly missed city deadlines for repairs or demolition, and the building caught on fire again. It's been a huge eyesore, even declared a safety concern. So the city put together a bid package for Gastineau to be torn down. The contract was supposed to be finalized with CBC Construction at the end of last month, but...
Well, the Barrett family now has relinquished control of the property to us.
That's Jim Hurley, a Seattle-based consultant. The city is holding the notice to proceed for the demolition. Private Public Partnership, LLC, and a local company, Coogan Alaska Construction, want to renovate the apartments, not tear them down. The group has entered into a purchasing agreement with the Barretts, but haven't bought the building yet.
We have a plan that would involve potentially a construction cycle that could be completed in 18 months if we had the cooperation with the city.
The assembly would have to first cancel the bid it awarded to CBC Construction. Hurley says it's still in the development stage, but there are tentative plans to turn the apartments into market rate or subsidized housing. Of course, this would take longer than just tearing it down.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know much about the history, I mean, in terms of the politics of it. What I do know is that there's not much risk for the taxpayers to listen to what we have to say.
But he says there are risks with the demolition, like the city hoped to recoup over $1 million from the Barretts. After the teardown, Hurley estimates the land is only worth about $200,000.
And we're fresh now. We can now bring our vision, and they can now have an apples and orange look at an alternate plan to what they now have on the table.
So when you first walked into here, it was actually just an open area. I think there was a fake potted plant.
For Muldoon, the fire that destroyed his apartment seems like a lifetime ago.
My life has changed now. Now I live out in the valley, and you know, I have a state job, and I help raising kids and all these things.
He lost most of his possessions, but said he was able to bounce back with the help of his family and community. Seeing the twinkle in his eye when he talks about living downtown, I have to ask.
So you would move back in the Gastineau Apartments if it was renovated?
I would. I definitely, I've got a really nice setup in the valley right now, but it would be hard not to.
The assembly will be discussing that possibility with the developers. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.